summer is a popular time for beachgoers, but there are hidden dangers in the ocean. Riptides, also called rip currents, are powerful channeled streams of water flowing away from the shore through the surf zone and past the line of breaking waves. They can occur on any beach with breaking waves, and they can kill.
Center of the 911. Is the person still in the water?
Yes, I can't find him.
You cannot find him?
No, you can't find him.
The U.S. Lifesaving Association says riptides claim more than 100 lives in the United States alone each year. It says more than 80% of life-saving rescues are due to riptides. The phenomenon works like this. A sandbar traps the water from incoming waves, creating something like a pond. When that sandbar breaks, the water in that pond rushes out to sea. That is the sometimes powerful riptide. Lifeguard Bill Stoltz.
All of a sudden, the current just starts pulling them into slightly deeper water, and that's when they start panicking.
Experts recommend you swim only in areas monitored by lifeguards. Florida officials say riptide-related rescues have increased there, probably due to sandbar changes brought on by last year's hurricanes. Lifeguards are trained to swim away from riptides before trying to reach shore. That's not what most swimmers naturally do, says Barbara Payne.
That's the classic error. As you keep swimming, you tire yourself out.
She, her daughter, and two cousins almost died in a riptide.
I just kept thinking, if we swim hard enough, we'll get there. And of course, that's not the way it works.
Just relax. Relax.
Relax.
Lifeguards say, don't panic. Don't fight. Go with the current, even as it pulls you out. Then swim to the side to get out of it. You should be free from the swift current in 20 to 30 seconds. Then you'll be able to swim to shore in calmer water. Paul Sisko, VOA News.